Don't touch my nipples. Do not go near my nipples. Don't lick them.
Anybody.
Can you use that on the boys? Does it hurt or is it okay?
Yeah, any type of wax is going to hurt the boys.
And Dawn.
It's like delicious marshmallow.
No, it doesn't. Oh, God. No, it just smells like lotion.
The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.
We begin with this self-aware email, RAD at radradio.com from Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
Self-aware because the subject line is a way too early question.
Oh. You know,
obviously, Matthew has premature issues.
Hasn't had his coffee yet, maybe.
Excited.
He is. Yeah, well, and that's what leads to the premature issues, right? You're overly excited, and pretty soon, sorry, honey. And then you go into the, it happens, you know.
It's my first time.
Yeah, give me 20 minutes and a cranberry juice and I'll be ready to go.
That reminds, or it was the Friends episode where it was just the juice.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're just too hot.
Right. And then you start trying to overcompensate by telling her how much she turns you on and how you just couldn't control yourself and things like that. So there's help for guys like you, Matthew, if you want to write back on that issue.
I'm not sure that's its issue.
Could be.
The two things are related, man. I can see right through people. All right,
it's a dude thing.
If it's like for example, it's the middle of March, and if you're writing to ask me who's going to win the Super Bowl in January of 2025, you're a one pump chump. All right, those
what?
Two things.
What?
That's science. Hmm. That's just science.
That's science.
So that's not quite the example. But let me set up Matthew's email by, of course, remind you, Aftershock for what, the 12th year in a row, will be at Sacramento's Discovery Park. They did announce many of the performers, always more get added, but headlining performers on Thursday include Slayer and Pantera. On Friday, you've got Slipknot and Five Finger Death Punch. On boo. Saturday, you've got, but was that a boo?
For Five Finger Death Punch.
A boo,
yeah.
For okay.
Oh.
On Saturday, you've got Iron Maiden and Judas Priest. So, those first two nights, you've got generational crossover because you got Slayer and Pantera, Slipknot and Five Finger Death Punch, all heavy. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna have the middle aged guys. Who are they going to relive their youth and try to mosh and surf and all that?
Oh,
or
they
are
they going to
stand back? And then you got
extra EMTs on hand.
Then you got the younger crowd who are just going to be beating the living crap out of each other. And then Saturday we take a right turn to mainly 80s, really the geriatric crowd of Aftershock. Iron Maiden and Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Where do I sit down?
Iron Maiden would be cool.
You see a lot of those buses from the senior home dropping them off.
And then Sunday it's kind of a mishmash with Motley Crue and Disturbed.
Yeah.
A lot of other really great bands are down ballot, as we call them. Just a few include Evanescence, Breaking Bad.
Yes. Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Benjamin,
yes.
Sorry, Breaking Bad, Jesus.
Fine, that's one I'm excited to see.
Me too.
One that no one's excited to see, Stained.
Right here. Love me some Stained.
Okay.
Quite a bit of Stained.
Brandon, we need to immediately put Kyle on suicide watch.
Oh, no.
Because that's the only reason to watch Stained.
They do have some good depressing songs when you're in a bad mood. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hailstorm, Seether, Dropkick Murphys, Anthrax, Cypress Hill, so many names. So anyways, that's just what we know so far. About Aftershock in October. And so Matthew, with his oops, I just finished early question is, hey, Rad, are you going to be doing a promotion for Aftershock 2024? Now, what I like about that is, ooh, he used the industry term, promotion. Yes, Matthew, we are going to promote you to Vice President of Listening.
Oh, man.
A promotion. Yeah, that is what we call it in the industry, but usually most people call it contest.
He's maybe heard us use the term
giveaways, things like that. Yeah,
that's
and,
so sweet.
And if you have, stay in your lane, pal. Just stay in your lane.
Maybe he is a washed up DJ from back in the day, or maybe like a promotions person.
Even
so,
worse. Yeah.
So he's like he's all into the lingo.
How do you fail out of this industry? Oh God.
Speaking of if we're doing a promotion, who's head of our promotions department? Is that you? Is that Brandon? Don? Yeah.
See, that's the point, is we don't have a promotions department.
Thank God.
Because that's a stupid name. I always thought it was a stupid name. And, you know, Brandon and I handle it, but everybody handles it. It's a team effort around here. So the answer is yes. We have Aftershock tickets already secured for Aftershock 2024.
Oh, we're not just going to promote the show's happening.
No.
You'll also get giveaways.
No, that would be another way to go down the road with promotion, yeah. is we're just promoting That's something it. Is coming up.
That's no, right. We're just letting you know yes, it's happening.
We do have tickets to give away to Aftershock 2024. Probably not until, fall. When we're closer to the actual event occurring, but we will have your tickets.
So no street team going out with the tent doing anything like that?
Street team? Are you a street team?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, Brandon and I go out with our badges that say Rad Radio.
Yes, wait,
and
so
then we'll have a contest of some sort and we'll handle it over.
Do a homemade banner.
Well, especially since, you know, the first thing missing from having a street team is we don't have a vehicle. A show vehicle, which you kind of need.
Maybe we could borrow the
the vet.
That
gets some attention.
Oh, no, you can't borrow the Corvette.
Well, we wouldn't like paint anything on it. We would tack the signs onto it.
No.
Oh, tack the signs
with Gorilla tape.
Or that too, yeah.
So stupid.
The paint might come off.
Oh my god.
Please don't. Look, I'm in a good mood. Please don't make me start thinking about what a horrible industry we're in. I don't need it right now. All right.
Even though
we rise above it. I don't even like pretending that we're going to lower ourselves.
There was a time and a place for a street team or a promo department, but now that things are so streamlined and everybody's so afraid of being around each other.
I don't know if there was ever a time.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, Brandon.
Yeah.
Even in the 90s when I was running this stuff in Reno, I thought street teams, all that stuff were stupid. They were a waste of time. They never translated to ratings. Ever, which is the industry we're in.
They were just a lot of work for no reason.
Yeah, honestly.
Hey, it made me who I am today.
No, I know. And people, those of you that were either interns or on the bottom run of the ladder who were stuck driving the van out and handing out CDs and bumper stickers and things like that, you're all appreciated.
Of course.
And only those of you that were the cream of the crop ever rose beyond that.
There was one promotion that I did with the street team where we would go out in the station van and we would go to competitors' events. So, like, we were on a rock station, so we would go to a country show at a local venue, and we would just drive around the parking lot, and we'd throw our rock station T-shirts at people.
Oh.
And we were capturing audio for it so that we could do wacky imaging with it to say, oh, you've been drive-by shirted.
Oh, my God.
It never took off, but it was just one of those things that even while I was doing it as an intern, I was like, this is so stupid.
You did not have a dawn in your life from the competitor side because— someone tried that with us at one of our concerts we put on. They show up in the parking lot, and I came around with the station van, and they had a booth set up and basically almost knocked it over with the vehicle and almost ran people over from the station. Oh, get the hell out of here. Yeah. Oh, hell no, was not having it. Who the hell you think you are?
By the way, absolutely no legal basis for anything Dawn was doing there. I was oh so close to having to bail her out of jail. Yeah.
I almost got in trouble when I did a street team event. We went to a concert, and there was another neighboring radio station that was at it as well, and they had their van parked out in front of the concert.
Mm-mm.
So me and my street team pals decided to take our banners and go wrap it around their van,
nice.
And we got it all wrapped up in our imaging for them. And they got so mad. They came back. There was an email written to one of our bosses, and we got brought into the promotion boss's office and got a talking to.
Oh,
I know.
Well, see, this is again, and now you've put me in a bad mood, so thank you. This is the problem with this industry. There's a very simple way to win, and it's not all of these little gimmicks and games. It's do better radio.
Yeah.
Period.
Sure.
People will find out, people will listen,
yep.
people will stay, and people will be loyal. Moving away from our horrible industry. We like to start the show with some updates, or we kind of look back at various things we've talked about. We got this note from Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
It says, damn you, Dawn.
Uh-oh.
And your Once Upon a Time in July chips, or whatever they're called.
Oh, yeah. I always call them 4th of July chips. July.
This came up a couple weeks ago, talking about tortilla chips and this particular flavor. That Dawn said jalapeno lime or whatever. Dawn said he'd eat the whole bag, and we were talking about tortilla chips and the different types of tortilla chips and salsa and all of this. And then I went out and I tried to find these almighty 4th of July jalapeno lime chips. I found every flavor they make except that one, which was sold out. So I got their regular ones, their dippers, they're very good.
Yeah,
they're,
the dippers are good.
And this is in no way an endorsement. All right. By the way, there are plenty of other tortilla chips that are good or have
so many.
Their place, things like that. But when somebody says, oh, yeah, you can buy a bag of tortilla chips of all things and eat the whole bag, just eat the bag without salsa, without guac, you're kind of like, huh? I mean, look, a bag of barbecue chips, Cheetos, sure. You're like, yeah, haven't we all done that?
But not a jalapeno lime chip.
Stoned
no.
or not, but really just these. Yeah. So anyway.
Which one to dip it in queso?
Jeremy says, I finally saw them yesterday at the store while I was getting more original pepper sauce. He means pepper plant.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about. Yeah. Same thing.
Another thing last week came up about this salsa that Brandon and I and Dawn's husband are all, this is, we are like at the top of our list, but we kept calling it pepper sauce. Well, that's everything. If you send somebody to the store and say, get pepper sauce,
they'll be like, what?
You could get a dozen things.
They'll be so confused.
None of them will be pepper plant. Jeremy says, by the way, I decided to try your Once Upon a Time in July jalapeno.
July.
That's what he calls them.
I know, it's so funny, all the different names.
I ate the entire bag on the way home from the store.
Yes, attaboy, you did.
Which is 7 miles and 4 stoplights.
Yeah, they're so good. Oh, my God, those damn I refuse to
buy
them. I
will be going today after work to buy another bag. I always trust your guys' food recommendations and will continue to.
Cool.
My damn best friend introduced me to those.
And
why?
By the way, that's the only tortilla chip I've ever tasted that's made worse by anything. Any dip. I don't need salsa.
No, you don't.
Cheese whiz, guacamole,
nothing.
Anything. It's all, you don't need it.
No, it's true. They need to be eaten alone, and you only need to eat them alone.
I still haven't tried them yet. God damn it.
The powder they leave on the fingers, and then the powder on the bottom of the bag, and you can just... You'll get a bag. They're not in a big bag.
No.
They're not in a small bag.
It's like
it's kind
7-ounce bag.
Yeah, and so when you share it with someone, as my best friend and I did, you will be fighting over whose hand is going in there next.
Which that is the the pro tip that I found out from texting Dawn last week on the Once Upon a Time in July chips.
Late July.
There's two different bags that are jalapeno and lime. You don't want the bigger bag, which is the thin and crispy bag.
Nope, not
you
that
want,
one.
You want the smaller bag, according to Dawn. Now, this is according to Dawn. Since she told me to only buy the smaller bag, I only did.
Yeah, you know, I haven't tasted the other one. I just knew that is not the one I'm in love with.
All right, next up, since we're chronicling my journey to becoming a fat bastard.
Get in my belly.
I eat a baby.
For the next Austin Powers movie, for whatever reason, since I've stopped drinking, my appetite is through the roof. Usually it's you're craving for sweets specifically, but for me it's all sorts of things. Yes, carbs are in there, and carbs your body takes as sugar, but it's not just that. It's lots of protein. It's everything. It's just food. It's just goddamn.
Just whatever you want.
Just give me food endlessly. Now, as we were talking about things like hot sauce and such, Brandon had mentioned last week the idea of taking a Cheez-It and pouring onto a Cheez-It, and I think it was a pepper plant salsa, but it might have been a different salsa, and then you just eat that Cheez-It with a little bit of salsa on it.
Yeah, I mean they have the green Tabasco version where they put like the dusting of the flavoring on the Cheez-Its.
One of my favorites.
I don't like it because it's like I already don't like Tabasco very much because it's too vinegary. It has its place. It's not really a hot sauce to me. And the artificial green chili Tabasco on the Cheez-It is just not very good. So I think about like the idea of taking like a chicharrones, like a bag full of pork rinds, and then pouring the hot sauce in it like a traditional. Mexican street market would do, and similar concept with Cheez-Its and a hot sauce of your choice. I would prefer the pepper plant, probably the garlic version of the pepper plant.
So you were doing that. You were doing the Cheez-It with the pepper. Because I remember the next day I tried it, and I reported back that, ooh, yes, it's delicious. So I got an idea for you. I got something to work on when you're ready, Brandon.
Okay.
Because I came up with this great idea during one of my every 20-minute cravings of I need to eat something yesterday. I thought, I don't really want to go through the trouble of pulling out a Cheez-It and putting on a droplet of the pepper plant. And,
it's a lot of work.
It's time consuming. I'm trying to work, et cetera. Plus, it's not getting into my body quick enough to satisfy the fat kid craving inside of me.
Well, I'm thinking maybe you can have it like cereal, like a little bit of pepper plant.
Why don't you
sauce?
Just hold okay, on okay, to okay. your little thought there and let me get to my point?
Yes. All right.
Why don't you? Why
holding
don't,
on to it. It's in there.
You give your idea after I tell you what I did.
That's great, Kyle.
So, what did you do?
So, Brandon, this didn't work out perfectly, but I know that I'm on to something.
Okay.
And I did. I made sure I wrote it down so that I had the exact measurement so that we could work on it. What I did was I took a full cup, a measuring cup of Cheez-It, mm-hmm. and I dumped them into a bowl. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to turn this into a version of Cheez-It cereal, mm-hmm. knowing that the salsa or the hot sauce will make it mushy if you let it go too long.
Yeah. Ugh.
Also, knowing with my appetite, that's not an issue. So, what I did was I did a cup of Cheez-It, and then I did a quarter of a cup of pepper plant sauce, but I broke it up evenly with an eighth of a cup of the pepper plant regular and an eighth of a cup of the pepper plant habanero.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Now, the habanero is what I use with pasta, and it's not too much. Mm. It was too much with the Cheez-It.
I can see that.
Okay, so the next time when I do this, I'm going to go to the regular version and then some of the garlic version.
Yeah.
But the other thing I noticed was that I needed a larger ratio of Cheez-It to hot sauce.
I was just thinking the same thing.
It was just a little bit much. A quarter cup of hot sauce to a cup of Cheez-It was a little much. So mm-hmm. I wrote down an idea I haven't tried yet, like maybe two-thirds or three-quarters of a cup of Cheez-It. Maybe a full cup. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then an eighth of a cup of the regular pepper plant, and then a tablespoon or two of the garlic version or something like that. But I'm on to something with Cheez-It pepper plant cereal as we work towards our 2024 cookbook.
Yeah, and I think that you should maybe start smaller with the pepper plant sauce mixed okay. in. And I think a cup of Cheez-Its is a modest amount specifically to you because you're eating so much. So I think a whole cup would be a good amount.
Okay.
But tablespoons, I think, is the way to go of each first. And then from there, increase because you can't take away. You can always add more.
So start with the cup of Cheez-It, mm-hmm. put a tablespoon of pepper plant in, mix it up, and then see what the ratio is like and what the taste is like. You can always then add another tablespoon kind of thing.
Absolutely. And I was thinking maybe like a layer of bean dip underneath the Cheez-Its.
Oh,
so yes. It's almost like a layer dip.
Yep.
Because then you could just like scoop it up with a fork or a spoon, and or you could have like those little street taco tortillas.
You're going
and put that right there on the tortilla.
And you mean the bean dip like in the can that you
yes.
pop open? You know, the really ghetto, outstanding, amazing stuff.
Yeah, but I also prefer the spicy jalapeno version of like the refried beans. I can't remember the brand. It's the one with the lady on the front.
Yeah,
very common. But that's my favorite bean dip, and I would put that underneath.
Yeah, your mind's going exactly where I was thinking. I was thinking taking the Cheez-It and pepper plant salsa mix, but you smash up the Cheez-It so they're a little crumbly dust, and then mix it with the salsa. And then you could use it as a spread for, say, tacos. So you do the spread of that, and then the meat and a little bit of cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, whatever, on tortilla. Or you can make it into a quesadilla where you have the cheese and then put a layer of those crushed up Cheez-It pepper plant, sandwich it up.
The typical Kyle, he's completely changed the entire dish.
Yeah, and I feel
can
like
you imagine
the Cheez-Its
it?
Might get soggy.
This is like I've recommended a hamburger and now Kyle is serving me mahi-mahi somehow.
So I like the idea of a quesadilla because if you do it right, the Cheez-Its will still have a crunch to them. Like if you don't break them up, put them in there like as another layer with the cheese or the beans whatever you put in there. That would be really good. But the crunching of the Cheez-Its and putting it in like a taco spread with like a salsa, I think it would be lost. And you're basically replacing the cheese with the Cheez-Its. So I don't think you necessarily need cheese with it.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the lab we go.
Oh.
So I realize your bowl thing you were doing with the Cheez-Its and then the different sauces. I realize that you were measuring in that instance because, you know, you want to get the right ratio. But as I'm listening to you talk about measuring, good news is you do not have an inner fat child because inner fat children don't measure things. Wow. The fact that you're measuring things is a good sign.
Okay, good.
Honestly.
Hey, look, I just think it's a good sign every morning when I put my clothes on and they still fit exactly right.
Yes, that is a
nothing's
good
getting tighter. Not having to use an extra belt loop yet, anything like that.
I would say that the Nutty Professor was actually had an inner fat kid because he was super smart, but he still measured things in the lab.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know then. You no measuring if you have an inner fat kid.
All right, another update. Please don't turn your radio off. It's not what you think. It's just I have to set this up. Of course, we're going to have an election in November. Yet another YouGov poll shows that only 45% of Americans believe that a Biden-Trump rematch, I'm sorry, a full 45% of Americans believe that a Biden-Trump rematch is bad for the country. When you get into specifics, Biden's approval rating is at 38%. Trump's is at 42%, meaning both men are disliked by a wide majority of Americans. Between two-thirds and three-fourths of us do not want this rematch. 61% of the public think Trump should not be running. 70% say Biden should not be running. And that includes majorities in each of their own political parties. Most Republicans and most Democrats do not want Trump or Biden to be on the ballot this November, even though they will be.
So when I turned 18, it was an election year. So I have voted in every presidential election since I was 18 years old. And this quite possibly, I think, will be the first time. I can't see myself doing it. I have a hard time not going to the polls when it comes to this stuff, even though I don't pay attention so much. As it gets closer, I try to any way I can because I just think they're all liars. But just as a woman and those who, you know, the women before me that did a lot of things to be able to make sure I could vote, I just feel this obligation. And the men and women fighting for this country, that's another reason I feel that sense of obligation. Not that you have to feel that, anyone, but I don't know. I'd have to do a write-in. Like I'd have to write something in myself.
Which brings us back to the fun portion of the conversation. Dawn tried. I won't let her ruin this for me. People for years have been writing in Mickey Mouse and Ronald McDonald and things like that. You can do that. And now you have another choice. A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas has just announced that he is running for president. His name is Dustin Eby. And he says, you know, look, a lot of people wish they could vote for literally anybody else in the election this year, and now they can. It's a gimmick. Nothing's going to come of it. He's a teacher. I don't know if he's also prolific on social media. He's doing it for anything other than, I'm just trying to make a point.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher. This is how bad it is. But he has filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission, currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas, where he lives, as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate. A poll this month asked people who they trusted to lead the country. Trump, Biden, or neither, and one out of three said neither. That's a pretty substantial number. Yeah. By the way, Mr. Eby is also an Army veteran, so he's got that on his resume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he's a good Army veteran.
Right. When you initially hear it, you're like, oh.
He says that his campaign is less about winning, which is good because he has no chance, and more about sending a message that people should have the option to vote for someone who resembles or represents them, not the lesser of two evils. And so he has legally changed his name to what will be on the ballot, his new legal name, despite the fact that the judge did not find it funny.
Oh,
he did sign off on the change. It is official. He's even got a new driver's license. You will be able to vote for, on the ballot, quote, literally anybody else. You can check literally anybody else on many ballots in the states.
So is he still teaching math? Because this seems like a lot of work to do to not be paying attention to your students and the math assignments.
Good. Thank you for focusing on the importance of that story, Kyle. I really appreciate that.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob,
anybody,
and Dawn Show.